This is GQDN for Tuesday, June 20th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest and by patreon.com/thegroupquest. Thank you for being a Patreon, if you're there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some AI news, Nintendo Direct's coming, and Jeff Keighley did say that a woman was going to appear at the Summer Game Fest. But today, we begin with an article from WCC UpTech, and they are saying that New Zealand regulator has some concerns about the Microsoft Activision Blizzard merger. So, the New Zealand regulator is called the Commerce Commission, did publish a statement of issues about the Microsoft Activision Blizzard merger. And here is a brief assessment of, well, here's what they said. Words are hard, I don't care. Quote, "We are concerned that these effects may arise as a result of merged entity, either particularly or fully foreclosing its rivals in cloud gaming, such as Sony or Nvidia, from assessing certain Activision content, and in particular the game Call of Duty, to the detriment of competition in cloud gaming." Now, they are also looking at the potential problems for console gaming, or for the console gaming market after the acquisition. And here's what they said about that, quote, "We're also continuing to consider whether the proposed transaction would substantially lessen competition due to the merged entity, either partially or fully foreclosing in rivals in gaming consoles, in particular Sony, from accessing certain Activision content to the detriment of competition in the supply of video game consoles." So, right now, 40 countries, that would include the European Economic Area, China, Japan, South Korea, Brazil, Chile, Siberia, and South Africa, have passed this deal. Now, the CMA did officially block the deal, so the Competition Appeal Tribunal will expect to rule before the end of July. The FTC did sue to block the Eternal system, or its Eternal system, but if it does get overly approved at the CMA block, the rumors are that the deal could close through a workaround. But right now, the FTC has gone to the federal court and did request a preliminary injunction to prevent the closure. And this case will be discussed this week and next week, so over the next 2 weeks. So that's going on. In the meantime, let's go to the Microsoft side. Because if you are a PC gamer, and this does come from PCGamer.com, and if you have Windows, you must already know that Microsoft did roll out 63 patches. That's part of its June 2023 update for Windows 11 and Windows 10 last Tuesday. Now, this fix did intend to patch up some vulnerability that was found in Windows kernel that would lead to information disclosure. But it did turn out that the patch did go to further issues. Now, the vulnerability does go to CVE-2023-32019. And it is described as it allowed, quote, "An authenticated user attacker could cause an information disclosure vulnerability in Windows kernel. This vulnerability does not require administrator or other elevated privileges. The attacker who successfully exploits this vulnerability could heap memory from privileged process that's running on the server," end quote. Now, there's another quote, and it's basically from the patch notes, and that is, quote, "Important. The resolution described in this article introduces a potential breaking change. Therefore, we are releasing the change disabled by default with the option to enable it. In future release, the resolution will be enabled by default. We recommend that you validate this resolution in your environment. Then, as soon as validated, enable the resolution as soon as possible." So, you can go to the support page if you want to know more about this. And the gamers that are that are facing this problem right now should actually download the June 13th update. That is KB5027231, KB5027223, and KB5027219. That does have some security fixes there for you, but Reddit did show some, quote, anecdotal reports of Windows users, and they were complaining that the last build of Windows did show one unlucky user, which had royally messed up his PC. Just be careful when you're downloading updates. Let's go to Xbox, because Xbox Games did hit 10 million players, and they're considering it a success. This comes to us from GamesRadar.com, and that's what Matt Booty was talking about to The Hollywood Reporter in an interview. So basically, here's what he said, quote, "It's just a bit of wait until an audience is there." Well, that's why they're talking about the VR. But he also said, quote, "We have 10 games that have achieved over 10 million players life to date, which is a pretty big accomplishment that has scaled, that we need to see success, and just, it's not like they're yet, AR and VR." Yes, I know, we talked about that yesterday. But the focus here is the 10 million mark. And that can include the Xbox Game Pass. So, yeah, good for them. Yes, that did show up on the stream again today. But what did not show up on the stream today for me, or yesterday for me, I'm sorry, was that, according to IGN, Xbox Game Pass does have a new wave of games. So here's what they're going to be. Bramble, The Mountain King, that's going to be console, PC, and cloud. Dieselpunk, Metroidvania. Fist Forged Shadow Torch, Xbox Series X and S, PC, and cloud. And that comes on June 27th. On the 29th is going to be Story of Seasons, Friends of Mineral Town. And then in early July will be Arcade Paradise. That will be on console and PC. And July 3rd will be Sword and Fairy Together Forever on console and PC. That'll be on July the 5th. The ones that are leaving are DJ Max, Respect B, or Respect 5, Empire of Sin, Match Point Tennis Championships, Ozia, Omori, and Road 96. Yeah, so those are leaving. Anyway, some comes in, some has to leave. But somebody might have shown up in the Summer Game Fest. So this comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and he was talking to the CBC, and Keeley did acknowledge that an all-male lineup was on stage, but he wanted, or tried to get, Melanie LeBird, who is in Alan Wake 2, to show up on stage as well. However, there was a schedule conflict, so here's what Keeley did say, quote, "We also want to be authentic to the games that are being presented to the show, and on the developers that are making them. So yeah, I think we're conscious of it."
Okay.
Now, on to DualShockers, because X Defiance Open Beta now has a release date, start time, and some patch notes. Well, we may not go through the patch notes, but X Defiant Open Beta will be released on Wednesday, June 21st at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and 6 p.m. BST. For those who did participate in the closed beta earlier this year, you'll be able to join today, or should have joined today at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, or 6 p.m. BST. And the end date time is Friday, June 23rd at 11 p.m. Pacific Time to 2 a.m. Eastern Time and 7 a.m. BST. Here's what X Defiant did say on Twitter. I'm going to repeat the times. Just warning you. Open session is announced during the Ubisoft Forward, and we hope you're just as psyched about it as we are. June 21st, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. CEST, to June 23rd, 11 Pacific Time, 8 a.m. CEST, June 24th. Read about our recent updates on our blog. So there's a lot of patch notes here. I will put all of this stuff, which I did forget to do, in a Discord. Gulvin, you can look for some of that stuff for yourself. I have to type this out real quick. But yeah, you will see it now in our Discord, if you're a Patreon, and in our Discord. Anyway, Destructoid did say that Nintendo Direct is happening tomorrow, and that'll be 7 a.m. Pacific Time and 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And that will be on their YouTube page. So, if you look up Nintendo on YouTube, switch your notification to on, and you will be looking at a new Nintendo Direct. And they're saying it'll be roughly 40 minutes of Nintendo Switch titles that'll be launching this year, including some new details on Pikmin 4. Interesting. So, what could be in there? We'll find out tomorrow, won't we? And we'll talk about it tomorrow, too. Because, just a PSA, if you did pre-order Final Fantasy 16, this comes to us from PerSquare.com. Turn on your PlayStation 5 and you'll be able to preload Final Fantasy 16 right now. We're going to end the show with two little tidbits of news. One, just as like a backlog, PC Gamer, once again, is saying that the Chinese businesses and universities are going to the back alley GPU dealers to power their AI. And that's mainly because we in the US did shut that down, basically the higher powered ones. So now all these government things are for Japan or for China is going to use backwater channels in order to get these higher video cards to support their AI. Maybe some of the reason why they don't want to do that is because what DualShockers.com is saying is that a fan of Pokemon did make a horror game in 6 days. So the YouTube person by the name of Tyler Green did upload a video which he did challenge himself to make a Pokemon horror game as quickly as possible. But with each passing day, doubling the amount of money he'd have to donate to the ASPCA, which is a nonprofit charity that does fight for the prevention of animal cruelty. Well, they're saying that ChatGPT did help him make the project in under 6 days. And the game is not, quote, some 15-hour survival horror campaign with highly complex mechanics. Basically, it's a horror minigame. Now, it is not as appreciated or strenuous as what a game making would be, apparently. But what they're saying is that making a game in 6 days is pretty impressive itself. So, if you want to look for it, you have to look for it up on YouTube. Just look for Tyler Green, where he said, "I made a Pokemon horror game." Yep, then he did. But we're not scary at all. We are Group Quest. You can find us on Twitter at Group Quest, and you can find all the shows at Dawn Forge on Twitter. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Oh, Diablo, your time's almost up. Damn it, I'm not even level 50 yet. Go play some games, people.